When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's official, ladies and gentlemen. Jey Uso will challenge Gunther for the World Heavyweight Championship at WrestleMania. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to another edition of Ringside Chaos. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast and Paint Train Pipe Bomb Productions. My name, of course, is Alex Alcazaz, a.k.a. the Bear of Texas. And as I begin this episode, let me give a huge shout-out to Ricky Litwinkiewicz as well as Chris Rex. Gentlemen, thank y'all very, very much for the love and the support and the advice. I greatly appreciate it. God bless you both. I hope to have you both on this show at the very same time in the foreseeable future. We're going to make it happen, gentlemen. All right, y'all. Well, considering that this Monday Night Raw was highly entertaining, I'm not going to lie, it's very, very difficult for me to recap it because I don't normally recap Monday Night Raw episodes. I usually do when it's after a major pay-per-view, like after WrestleMania, obviously, after the Royal Rumble, obviously. After Survivor Series, obviously. You get the picture. There was no better way to kick off this edition of Monday Night Raw with Jey Uso making a grand entrance as he always does. And of course, in the midst of it all, the champion Gunther attacks and pushes Jey Uso way too far. He had finally pushed Jey Uso past his limit. Jey Uso made his decision. Now, there is a particular dilemma surrounding this match because many feel that this match, regardless of how the finish goes, is going to have consequences. What I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, is that some people believe that if Gunther loses the belt to Jey Uso, that's bad for Gunther. Some believe that if Jey Uso loses to Gunther, that makes Jey Uso look bad. Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, I have zero clue what to expect of how this is going to go and how this is going to finish. I think for the time being, we have to see how this match builds up in the next couple of weeks. So for now, let's just sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It'll come to the point, and then we'll understand why it happened this way, and of course, we'll have our reactions. So ladies and gentlemen, let's have patience. Things are going to boil up, I promise you. Well, I can certainly say that the tag team match between Damage Control and Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez was highly entertaining. As a matter of fact, speaking of Raquel Rodriguez, she is set to work a match with Roxanne Perez next week for the final spot in the Women's Elimination Chamber. Obviously, we know Liv Morgan is in it already. But of course, we saw that Bayley beat Lyra Valkyria to qualify for the match. And what a match that was between Bayley and Lyra Valkyria. But before I get to that, let me finish it up with Damage Control versus Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez. Well, tag team action is always exciting for me. Now, this is obviously a week before Liv Morgan qualified for the Elimination Chamber under controversial circumstances, because obviously it involved Women's World Champion Rhea Ripley. Well, I expected the heels to come out on top on this one. But I feel like, obviously, WWE Creative could not have Dakota Kai and Io Sky come up short in this one. And speaking of Dakota Kai, major, major kudos to her. Several weeks ago, putting over Lyra Valkyria in the final for the inaugural Women's Intercontinental Championship. I expected Dakota Kai to win that one. Many of us did. I think all of us did. But Lyra Valkyria went over. So props to Dakota Kai for putting over Lyra Valkyria. Props to Lyra Valkyria for doing her part as well. Major kudos to both women for a fantastic match. Well, interestingly enough, and not surprising, the fans were chanting for Io during the match. So clearly in this situation, Io and Dakota Kai losing would have been bad. Fans would have been extremely upset. So after Io Sky came up short last week, she had to get over in this one. As far as I'm concerned, I'm not entirely sure what the future has in store at the moment for Io Sky. Although we learned later on this edition of Monday Night Raw that she will in fact have a match on the Raw After Elimination Chamber against Rhea Ripley. Now that's interesting. The Raw After the Elimination Chamber. Because of course at the Elimination Chamber we're going to find out who is going to challenge for the World Championship. As far as I'm concerned, I don't think Charlotte has made her choice yet. But the Elimination Chamber is Liv Morgan, Bianca Belair, Alexa Bliss, and Bayley. And next week, we will find out who will get the final spot. And if I'm being honest, I believe it's going to be Raquel Rodriguez. Well, since Liv Morgan is in it, it would make sense if Raquel Rodriguez joined her in the Elimination Chamber. So the tag team action was super cool. Can I say I was very impressed. Well, I think one of the keys from this match that before the match, Io Sky confronted Rhea Ripley. So, and I love how Io Sky said that she is coming for mommy. And there was one spot when Io Sky performed the knee strike to Liv Morgan, and Liv Morgan was busted open. And the way the match ended, well, you know what? It was a good and a strong close. It had to end the way it did. You know, this match was a thriller, much like the match between Lyra Valkyria and Bayley. Bayley going over and qualifying for the Elimination Chamber is the right call, but I can only hope and pray that WWE Creative can step it up with the booking of Lyra Valkyria as the Women's Intercontinental Champion, the inaugural Women's Intercontinental Champion. So now that Lyra Valkyria is not going to the Elimination Chamber, they have to do something and they got to improve it. If I'm correct, they are actually preparing and they are working on a program between Lyra Valkyria and Ivy Nile. If I'm correct, Ivy Nile eliminated Valkyria in the Women's Royal Rumble. And of course, there was a confrontation between Lyra Valkyria and Ivy Nile while American Maid was having a confrontation with Alpha Academy. Yeah, we're certainly thinking of the current whereabouts of Chad Gable, aren't we? So, in the foreseeable future, we will see Lyra Valkyria defend the title against Ivy Nile. There's definitely something happening right there, and I look forward to it. But I cannot praise Bayley and Lyra Valkyria enough for one hell of a match. The ending certainly went about a certain way, and I think the ending, well, it was to avoid Lyra Valkyria being buried, although some are already saying that the way Lyra Valkyria lost already is a bad sign. But ladies and gentlemen, it could have been worse. Again, massive props to Lyra Valkyria and Bayley, along with Damage Control and Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez. Now we get to AJ Styles. All of you know that I'm a huge fan of AJ Styles. I love his work. I love his entrance music. I love the promos. AJ Styles is one of my favorite wrestlers ever. And sometimes I look myself in the mirror and I feel ashamed that there was a time that I was not watching Ring of Honor, I was not watching TNA Wrestling. But thankfully, there was ways for me to go back and watch a lot of the matches that AJ Styles has had at Ring of Honor, at TNA Wrestling, as well as in Japan. AJ Styles is a personal hero of mine. Tremendous professional wrestler. A legend everywhere he has wrestled. This man is a legend in the art and the sport of professional wrestling. I love AJ Styles, and seeing him return, well, it was awesome. The promo he cut, insisting that he's got a lot left to offer, well, man, I loved to hear what I heard. Obviously, who comes out? Dirty Dom. Well, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not entirely sure what to expect from AJ Styles and Dirty Dom in the future, although I have it on good authority that the Judgment Day is drawing closer and closer and closer into an implosion. But we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. AJ Styles coming to the ring and cutting that promo, addressing the fans in Nashville, and he recalled a potential career-ending injury that he suffered about 4 months ago in that match against Carmelo Hayes. Now, we all know where AJ Styles is at the point of his career. Now that he's in his late 40s, you have to wonder how much longer is he going to go. Well, to be honest with you, I'm not really trying to focus on it because I'm so grateful for everything that AJ Styles has done. You know, when he retires, it's going to be a moment that I'm going to be so grateful. I'm definitely going to cry, but you know what? Hey, it's not like the man can do this forever. Even when AJ Styles retires from active competition, it does not mean that he's going to be done with the business of professional wrestling. So he has far more left to offer, and not just as a competitor. So AJ Styles, well, God bless you, man. Now, as far as Dirty Dom coming out, well, we all saw how that turned out. Obviously, Dirty Dom, you know, still taking in all that heat. The fans certainly wouldn't let him speak. Of course, AJ Styles has had his previous issues with the Judgment Day. That, if I remember correctly, a torn Achilles tendon. So, you know, some people are basically expecting AJ Styles to have a match with Dirty Dom in the foreseeable future. I mean, maybe, but to be honest with you, I don't see a long, I don't see a huge rivalry between the two happening. I really honestly don't. Well, anyway, now I want to get to Seth Rollins and Finn Balor. Well, I was speaking about the women's elimination chamber. Now let's get to the men's elimination chamber. As we know so far, the men's elimination chamber, John Cena, CM Punk, Drew McIntyre, Logan Paul, and well, there's one final spot. It's going to be either Seth Rollins or Finn Balor. Let's be honest, we all know it's going to be Seth Rollins. Seth freaking Rollins. Yeah, gotta get it right. Seth freaking Rollins. Well, Seth freaking Rollins, that moment at the Royal Rumble, delivering two stomps to the Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns. Well, that tells me one thing, that Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins at WrestleMania seems to be a possibility. But it seems to me that Seth Rollins versus CM Punk is nowhere near finished just yet. Some are indicating a triple threat match. Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, CM Punk at WrestleMania 41. A triple threat match between CM Punk, Seth freaking Rollins, and the Tribal Chief Roman Reigns? Hey, sign me up for that, baby. But many insist it's going to be Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns one-on-one. If that's the case, well, what about CM Punk? What about CM Punk? CM Punk versus Drew McIntyre at WrestleMania? No. You know, a friend of mine, you know, a lot of people are going to call my friend crazy for this. But my friend's insisting CM Punk versus Logan Paul at WrestleMania. Now, let's not go off on my friend. I mean, it's just a suggestion. It's just a suggestion. So if you're listening on Spotify, on your cell phone, or if you're watching on YouTube, what do you think of CM Punk versus Logan Paul at WrestleMania if it happens? What do you think about CM Punk versus Seth freaking Rollins versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania? Seriously, let me know what you think. I'm very curious. So there's a lot of potential happenings set for WrestleMania. I mean, that's what makes the whole situation so exciting. So exciting. So, Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor, clearly it's going to be Seth Rollins. As far as Finn Balor goes, well, this particular friend is insisting that Finn Balor versus Dirty Dom at WrestleMania is going to happen because of the upcoming implosion of the Judgment Day. Finn Balor versus Dirty Dom at WrestleMania, well, certainly makes sense, but again, I'm not entirely sure what to make of it. As far as Drew McIntyre goes, well, another friend of mine is predicting Drew McIntyre versus Damian Priest at the Royal Rumble. But he's also exploring the possibility Drew McIntyre versus LA Knight. Again, these are just potentials. Those are just basically suggestions. There's no need to go off. But if you have an opinion about it, what we think is going to happen, well, again, if you're listening on Spotify, on your cell phone, if you're watching on YouTube, well, let me know. I'm not entirely sure if you can actually leave comments on Apple Podcasts. I'm really not entirely sure. So if you can, well, of course, leave a comment. So, not really much to say about Rollins and Finn Balor, but the encounter was certainly interesting. I mean, the two have a past. I mean, we talk about SummerSlam 2016 to crown the inaugural Universal Champion. Finn Balor winning the match, but suffering a shoulder injury. Man, I've got a lot of remorse for Finn Balor from that. Because I've got a lot of respect for Finn Balor. Everything he's done from NXT, Japan, the Demon character. What I'm trying to say is I'm a huge fan of Finn Balor. And I really want to see this whole Judgment Day thing. I really want it. I want to see it end because I think, well, honestly, I've had enough of it. And I want to see Finn Balor. I want to see what else. I want to see him in something better. Let me just put it like that. So that kind of does it. Now, there was a World Tag Team title match between the War Raiders and American Made. Well, the War Raiders successfully defended the titles against American Made, but I got to tell you that the finish of the match, well, I can understand why many were unhappy about it. But I understand why the decision was made for it to end in a disqualification, because these particular friends that I've been talking about have said that if American Made's Julius and Brutus Creed had lost the match by being pinned, well, it would have led to a, well, my friend says this would be burying the Creed brothers. So I understand why the disqualification finish happened, but I was not a fan of it. So, because this was a hard-fought, back-and-forth thriller of a match. And I'm saying hard-fought because both teams, all four workers, did great things. Tremendous, tremendous chemistry. I mean, things were so cool that there were chants of "This is awesome" from the freaking fans. The fans were expressing their gratitude. We were grateful for such a hell of a match. So, now, the way the match ended, because one of the Creed brothers, I forget who it was, I believe it was Julius, blasted Ivar with the belt, okay? And of course, at the end, how the Creed brothers were standing tall holding the belts, well, part of me believes that the Creed brothers may actually become the champions in the future, maybe at WrestleMania. So right now, from the looks of it, I really see the War Raiders going against the Creed brothers at WrestleMania. And in this particular situation, I expect the Creed brothers to become the new champions. If that were the case, could it be that Ivy Nile dethrones Lyra Valkyria as the women's Intercontinental Champion? It would be bad if Lyra Valkyria had a short reign, and it would certainly be horrible booking, but if the Creed brothers become the tag team champions, wouldn't it make sense if Ivy Nile became the second women's Intercontinental Champion? Again, these are just, you know, what ifs. You know, this is not, I'm not saying that this should happen, so please bear with me. But this match, this tag team title match, was great action. It was tremendous chemistry, tremendous performance. You know, you can see that they're all on the same page. There's that trust. Again, there's that chemistry. It was a hell of a match, well delivered, but the match itself did not end the way we had hoped for. We obviously, it would have been, if the Creed brothers are to win the titles at WrestleMania, if the Creed brothers were to have lost cleanly in this one, then the Creed brothers earn another opportunity for WrestleMania, well, it would work out that way if this is the plan. Now, this is assuming that the Creed brothers are going to win the belts at WrestleMania. So, but this match was sold because the fans were really emotionally invested in it, all the near falls, but it's the finish that has everybody talking because it's not the best idea, and this is not really what fans wanted to see, but at least it keeps the story moving, and it adds a little bit more heat to it, according to Bleacher Report. So Bleacher Report couldn't have said it better. The disqualification, now I see why they came up with it, but again, I would have understood either way because the Creed brothers cannot be buried. Them losing cleanly would basically have them lose a little bit of momentum. So the disqualification finish, especially the way it happened, at least this disqualification finish, while we were not a huge fan of this DQ finish, at least it was done correctly. At least it was done correctly, ladies and gentlemen. Because, as Bleacher Report said, it keeps the story moving and it adds heat to it. It adds heat to it, and that's important. That's very, very important. Now, would it be bad if the War Raiders retain the titles against the Creed Brothers at WrestleMania? No, it wouldn't be good. But right now, I kind of expect the Creed Brothers to become champions at WrestleMania. Well, before we get to the main event, Rey Mysterio versus Logan Paul. Well, to be honest with you, I have really not much to say about the main event. Not that I have nothing negative about it. No, I just really don't have anything to say. Logan Paul, fantastic worker, fantastic on the mic. I mean, Logan Paul, whether you like the guy or not, you got to give him credit. You got to give him credit. Now, the CM Punk promo, well, I loved it. But then again, CM Punk delivering a massive promo, ladies and gentlemen, that's CM Punk in a freaking nutshell, baby. Well, now that CM Punk's in the Elimination Chamber, we're certainly excited for it, right? Of course, CM Punk claims that he basically says he's coming after Cody Rhodes. Hey, Cody Rhodes versus CM Punk at WrestleMania? Hey, you can sign me up for that. But then again, I'm still invested in the fact that it's going to be John Cena versus Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania. And I know that a lot of you are not particularly thrilled about me, about hearing me say that. That's just what I believe is going to happen. Is it going to happen? I don't know, but, you know, it's the hype surrounding John Cena because this is his final year of professional wrestling. A lot of fans do not want to see him have the championship again. A lot of fans do, but I believe that it's going to happen, and I'll get to that in a second. Well, CM Punk's vow, as far as Cody Rhodes goes, certainly for itself. Of course, he took an aim at his longtime rival, John Cena, and said that he would beat him at the Elimination Chamber in Toronto. Well, Logan Paul, of course, interrupts. And, of course, the fans are displeased. But then again, you got to get that heat. Logan Paul interrupting CM Punk. Well, it worked. It truly worked. And speaking of Logan Paul, he's in the Elimination Chamber because he beat Rey Mysterio in a qualifying match in the main event of this show. So remember earlier how I mentioned Logan Paul versus CM Punk at WrestleMania? So could you imagine Logan Paul eliminating CM Punk in the Elimination Chamber? Well, hey, Logan Paul with all that heat and Logan Paul getting over in this particular stunt, if they're going to set up a program, CM Punk versus Logan Paul at WrestleMania, well, if that's the case, Logan Paul has to eliminate CM Punk in the Elimination Chamber. So now that the way I see it, because Logan Paul interrupted CM Punk, both guys delivering great promos, okay? And if we're flirting with the potential idea of CM Punk versus Logan Paul at WrestleMania, well, then Logan Paul has to be the one to eliminate CM Punk in the Elimination Chamber. I know that I might have pissed off a lot of people, but look, these are just, like I said, potential suggestions of matches for WrestleMania, right? So basically, some of these ideas, some would say, Alex, they ought to consider hiring you on the writing team for WWE. Yeah, well, you know what? Who knows? You never know. I would certainly love to actually be part of a pro wrestling creative. I would actually love to be part of the team writing the show. I definitely would. So, anyway, well, you know, if what we saw between Logan Paul and CM Punk was great, you know, with these promos, you know, if what we saw this past Monday Night Raw was good, I mean, just wait to what we see in the foreseeable future. So let me say it again. If you think that what you saw between Logan Paul and CM Punk with the promos was good, you know what? We've probably seen nothing yet. Because if Logan Paul does eliminate CM Punk, or, well, that's the way to do it. I mean, or if Logan Paul is eliminated by CM Punk, and somehow, some way in the future, later on in the match, Logan Paul comes back and causes the elimination of CM Punk, well, that's another way to do it. Because right now, I feel like I have a gut feeling that we're going to see CM Punk versus Logan Paul at WrestleMania. A lot of people think I'm a complete idiot for saying this, but you know what? Hey, at the end of the day, this is merely a suggestion, all right? So, anyway, to try to catch my train of thought, I briefly lost it. So, honestly, if CM Punk is eliminated by Logan Paul, or if Logan Paul is eliminated by CM Punk but comes back and causes CM Punk to be eliminated, yeah, we are going to see pipe bombs dropped. We're going to see Logan Paul and CM Punk drop pipe bombs on each other. Pipe bombs that are going to be so good that we're going to have to call them nukes. All right? So, to be honest with you, the potential Logan Paul versus CM Punk, you know what? That actually might be something tremendously unique and tremendously exciting. Once again, the match between Logan Paul and Rey Mysterio, I was entertained. The finish was good. I knew that Rey Mysterio would not be going over. Well, anyway, and one of the best things that CM Punk said, and I quote, "The way they're booing you, you'd think you're Dominic Mysterio or something," unquote. Part of me believes that was, well, I don't even know what the word is, improvised. Part of me believes that CM Punk just did that on the fly. Hey, you know what? Sometimes if you have to make a change in your promo, if you have to do it on the fly, if you have to improvise, then you know what? You go for it. You go for it. That's the art of cutting a promo. You might have an idea at first, but sometimes thoughts are going to go into your head when you're cutting the promo. You might as well improvise if you have the chance to do it. Man, oh man. What a fantastic show. What a fantastic show. I am certainly looking forward to seeing Roxanne versus Raquel Rodriguez. I'm certainly excited to see Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor. I would imagine that's the main event. And speaking of WrestleMania, I'm sure I've said this on this program already, Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn at WrestleMania? Well, yes. Clearly, it's a no-brainer. Ladies and gentlemen, you can find Ringside Chaos on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and YouTube. For those of you who missed it, Ringside Chaos is once again on YouTube. So just go on YouTube and look up Ringside Chaos and subscribe. And also, if you're going to subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell. That way, I know for sure that you're not going to miss out on any exciting upcoming content. One more thing, please be so kind. Leave a 5-star review if you're listening on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And of course, if you're listening on Spotify on your phone, or if you're watching on YouTube, please let me know your thoughts on this episode. If you have any thoughts of what I said about potential matches at WrestleMania, tell me why you agree, why you disagree. No issues. I have no problem with you having a different opinion, but I'm curious to know what you have to say. Thank y'all very, very much. Y'all have a good one, and God bless.
Stay warm and save every day, all in the Kroger app. Get select Post cereal or Kroger peanut butter for $1.49 each with a digital coupon. And we've lowered prices, save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas mini bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.